Not even in the top 10.
John didn't answer. What did you say on that point?
Oh, this broke.
He said you don't rate it all.
Okay.
I'm just, as I remember, that's what the
is that what you said, John?
Yeah,
I don't even remember that question.
Honestly,
happening.
We were so irate.
So mad.
It's hard to remember any of it.
I mean, yeah.
And by the way, leave it to you and Sedano. Sedano's amping this whole thing up, too.
Well, of course he is. That's,
he walked right into his trap.
That's where he lives.
I mean,
I did walk into a trap.
Sedano can be kind of a snake. He pulled this out of you during the show, and I do not.
I mean, I kind of did it myself.
There's no excuse for going on another show and trashing the one that you work with.
It's a trap.
Thanks, Jorge. Yeah, no, it was.
What was that?
That's from Star Wars.
Oh, you didn't watch Star Wars.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
All right. It's a trap.
We'll get into that with Sedano in a while. All right, so I wanted to say something. First of all, fireworks. Are you a fireworks fan?
I like going to watch them. I have a strong opinion that individual people should not buy them or use them.
So have you seen those helicopter shots that go across L.A.
Yeah.
And you see all the fireworks going off?
Yeah.
One of the places where they're going off, my street. And I was like, so there were the guys across the street. And I've talked about these guys before, like one's a carpenter and one's a surfer or something like that. So they get out there and they get their bottle rockets or their M15s or whatever these things are. Is it an M15? I don't know. Something like that.
M-something.
And they're shooting them up. And my dogs are going crazy. And I'm like, just go to a show and
right.
see the fireworks. Don't do the fireworks yourself. It's like we tell.
Every year we hear a story about somebody blowing their hand off or blowing their finger off or blowing their
right.
foot off.
And we say kids don't play with fireworks. And then drunk adults are the ones that are playing with them, which is a terrible option. And by the way, they're kind of boring. If you've seen one fireworks, you've seen them all. Like, do you watch fireworks on TV?
No.
No. I mean, who watches fireworks on TV? I've had exactly one great fireworks show. It was in El Salvador. The place they were shooting them off was no further than 75 feet from us. It was like this barrel. And they start shooting up, and they were like coming down. The sparks were like coming down on it. We were so blasted.
If you ever want to do something super cool, in Idaho,
yep.
on Lake Coeur d'Alene,
okay.
on the 4th of July, everybody takes their boats out on the water because it's like 80 degrees at night.
Yep.
And then they shoot fireworks off a barge for 45 minutes.
Well, that's
straight.
Cool.
So it's directly above you while you're in your boat out in the lake. And it's really fun. So, but I would never like put on a fireworks show on my street and go out and buy the fireworks.
And by the way,
are they even legal in California?
I don't think they are legal. I don't think they are legal. And you know what? It's okay. So I'm going to make this other public service announcement. It's over, right? Stop shooting them off. Like what happens after 4th of July is people think 4th of July is like a week.
It's like a.
Or it's like fireworks month is July. It's like lay off, drop it, quit shooting off your fireworks, carpenter guy and surfer guy across the street.
Okay, you were going to give the latest from Woj and Shams.
And I've got them, yeah.
And then I'm going to give you an opinion about this whole Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving thing. And I want to tell you, see if you agree. But go
okay.
ahead.
Here is Woj. From today, giving an update on the Kyrie situation.
Malik, listen, I think there's a dance that the Nets and Lakers are going to do over a period of time here. And I do think there was a check-in between the two teams. I think ultimately, I think one of the big questions that would have to be answered in a Kyrie Irving Laker deal, and if Russell Westbrook's involved, then he almost certainly would have to be just based on the contracts. How many draft picks or draft pick would the Lakers be willing to give up? They've got their 27 pick. They got their 29 pick. And I think as that conversation probably picks up again here, whether it's at Summer League or further in the summer, you know, I think probably the Nets' insistence that they get, you know, significant draft compensation, especially taking on the money, the additional money, and, of course, the value of Kyrie Irving as a talent. But I think both sides know the other may not have anywhere to go in the interim. And so I don't know if there's a rush for the two of them to sit down and really get moving. But again, I would imagine both Rob Pelinka, Sean Marks will be in Vegas in Summer League. And that's a conversation they could decide to pick up there again.
Since they're not in a rush, let's set Brooklyn aside for just a moment.
Okay, so there is Woj. Now, here is what Sham says. So it sounds like Woj is basically saying,
They're talking.
Down the line, yeah. They're talking, all that kind of stuff. Now, here's what Shams Charania says.
Kyrie Irving getting traded to the Lakers or not?
That's Pat McAfee.
There's no traction on any type of a Lakers deal for Kyrie Irving. Yikes. So there's nothing new on that. And I'm not quite sure we're going to see that take place.
Okay.
So that's two different opinions.
Looking at this big picture wise.
Right.
You know, I hear people or I'll see people in my timeline and they're saying the Lakers got to do this. The Lakers got to make something happen. The Lakers got to pull the trigger. The Lakers got to do this.
I'm with them.
Do people understand the Nets are completely controlling this?
Sure.
The Nets are the ones. The Lakers can call the Nets every day. If the Nets don't engage, there is no trade. And here's something I thought about a lot over the weekend.
Okay.
If you're Brooklyn, why wouldn't you just do nothing?
And just watch it all burn? That's essentially what you're doing. If
nope.
you keep Durant
nope.
and Kyrie, you're watching it burn.
Incorrect.
By all accounts, Josiah is so pissed off, just wants to start over.
Right. But I'm just saying, if you're Sean Marks, if you're the GM, you realize if they take the court next year with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, that they'd be the third pick to win the NBA title behind Boston and the Warriors if those two guys come in. When Kobe demanded a trade in 2007, Dr. Buss said, okay, I'll try and trade you. But if I don't get anything I like, I'm not doing it. He didn't get anything he liked, and he didn't do it. Kobe calmed down. They traded for Pau Gasol. 2 years later, they won back-to-back titles.
Right.
You always say, you said this with Aaron Rodgers, and this is the way it turned out. Aaron Rodgers can demand a trade. He can say he's unhappy. He can do whatever he wants. Green Bay's under no obligation to accommodate him. Kevin Durant signed for the next 4 years. Kyrie Irving is signed for next season.
For next season, right.
Okay. Doesn't Brooklyn, if those two guys stay healthy, with the parts they have around him, isn't that a threat to come out of the East?
Okay, so Bill Simmons, who we know, has apparently sources with Joe Tsai,
okay,
who's the owner of the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, he's the guy who owns Alibaba, which is like Amazon in China.
He says, quote, I think he's embarrassed and confused by how the last couple of years went down and is now in FU mode.
Well, if he is, let's say he is in FU mode. Why not say that to Kyrie and Durant?
Why not just clear the decks?
But wait a minute.
I mean, it just
go,
it
go
didn't work.
Go back to
work.
My original question.
Yeah.
It didn't work, or Kyrie blew it all up by being weird?
Well, first of all, Durant has basically insinuated that he and Kyrie don't see eye to eye.
Okay.
He said, anybody that was in this locker room knows what the problem was.
Right.
If these two guys don't get along, if it's not the match that they hoped for, if I'm Joe Tsai, I don't believe that I can come back with those two guys. I want players that want to play for me. I want players that, and I still think, by the way, there's no reason why they can't get good assets for Kyrie and KD. KD is going to bring back, I mean, no matter where they trade him, if they were to do the Phoenix deal, for example, I mean, not using Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton and Bridges and that whole crowd,
Cam
right?
Johnson and
Cam
two
Johnson.
Picks. And,
to me, that's a great start on rebuilding. By the way, there's no incentive for Brooklyn to rebuild because they have already traded away all their picks, so they can't suck to get picks. They're gone. They're going to Houston.
Here's the thing. If you're going to win a title in the NBA, you have to have a top 15 player on your roster. Have
yes.
to.
Yes.
In this scenario, the only top 15 players we're talking about are Kyrie and Durant. No matter what they get in, it's not going to be the same. If they could maybe make Donovan Mitchell go to Brooklyn, it would be a different story, but I haven't heard that.
Although Utah seems to have shut down Donovan Mitchell right. talks, from what I understand.
Right. If I'm Brooklyn, I do exactly what Dr. Buss did in 2007. Yeah, I'll try and trade you. But if I don't get exactly what I want, I'm not doing it. See, and make Durant and Kyrie come in the fall. You know in a year when Kyrie leaves, it's going to end. But why are you in a hurry to trade him?
Well, clearly they're not in a hurry. They're holding out for what I assume will be a king's ransom at the end of the day.
And by the way, there are indications that like, I find it weird that people are criticizing the Lakers for not getting something done. It takes two teams to make a trade.
Right.
The Lakers, but Nets have to engage.
There are reports out there that the Lakers don't want Joe Harris because he's got an extra year in his deal, or they won't give up their 27 pick or their 29 pick. Yeah. If those are the things holding it up, it's ridiculous.
I've heard from a couple of pretty reliable sources that it's never gotten that far.
Oh, that they're not talking?
The Nets aren't even – well, the Nets are not engaging. Play what Sham said again.
Yeah, Shams is very bleak.
Kyrie Irving getting traded to the Lakers or not?
There's no traction on any type of a Lakers deal for Kyrie Irving.
Yikes.
So there's nothing new on that, and I'm not quite sure we're going to see that take place.
There you go.
Yeah, and the reason?
Woj, by the way, was more, just to be clear, yeah. Woj is more like something down the line.
The reason is not the Lakers' fault. I think the Lakers would be a willing...
How do we know?
I think that if you talk to the right people, and Shams would be on this list, they will tell you that the Nets just aren't engaging at all on this stuff. They're just sitting there answering their phone, but they're not coming back to anybody. And I'm not so sure they if they don't get an offer that blows them away, I don't think they're going to do anything. I'm with Shams. I don't think they're going to do anything.
Okay. So I want to open the phones right now because I want to, and I'll get your interpretation too, but let's do this next. I've got Jeannie Buss's tweet that she sent out.
Okay.
I think Sunday night, 11 p.m.
Yeah.
I miss KB. He would understand and explain everything that I'm not allowed to. Honestly, he was the greatest Laker ever. He understood team over self, meaning your rewards would come if you valued team goals over your own. Then everything would fall into place. I want your interpretation of that. And if you're listening, 877-710-ESPN, if you're a Lakers fan, how do you interpret that tweet? There's a lot there. 877-710-ESPN. And don't forget, lie of the day. I've got several ideas today.
Okay.
Do you guys think you have ideas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're giving away a spot in our Wiffle Ball Bash, which is July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. If you want to play Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby with me and Cappy and Sedano and Travis and Sleew and everybody here at the station, if you know the lie of the day, get ready to call at 3:30 for your chance to win. You also get two tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark at MLB Live in downtown LA, July 16th through 19th. Ultimate All-Star Fan Experience, something for the whole family. For tickets and info, visit allstargame.com. But if you want to be in that Wiffle Ball Bash, have the lie. Be ready at 3:30 today. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so, John, take this one for a minute, will you?
Take
this for a minute. We're talking about Jeannie Buss's tweet and what it potentially means. Actually, no, we'll do it. I got a call of some urgency, but let's do this.
No, I can do it. There's a bunch of people online.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do it. I'll be right back.
Okay. That want to talk about it. Here's my take on Jeannie's tweet. It was at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. And I think more than anything, and I get this way too, because I came in the first year that Kobe came in. She just, in a time like this, if you have Kobe Bryant on your team, he's invaluable. He's just one of these guys that got it from the beginning, and I think she misses him. But you guys may have interpreted the whole thing differently. Here's Josh in L.A. Hey, Josh, what do you think Jeannie meant by the tweet?
Well, so, hey, guys. I think it's also interesting to the timing of it, but more so because, you know, Kyrie last season, it was more self-goals that he put in front of the team goals. So I don't know if it's she's alluding to that's part of the reason why the trade's not going through.
Let me, Josh, let me give you some background on why I think the trade isn't going through. in the NBA, it takes two teams to make a trade. You just can't say, hey, I want to go get player X and make it happen. The Lakers have limited assets. The Nets have control of the asset that they want. The Nets have control of Kyrie Irving. So to blame the Lakers for not making a Kyrie Irving trade is incredibly short-sighted. I think this is all being controlled by the Nets.
Yeah, I'm not blaming the Lakers, obviously. You know, I think if there's that, if you're able to improve the team via trade, obviously, I think that's something that they would, you know, that's what they're doing. They're vetting that option. But like you said, you know, it takes two to come to an agreement on a trade. So, but in terms of that tweet, that's where I think that alluding to it's very, you know, ambiguity. There's ambiguity. It's very cryptic. So I think that's where the timing of it, it's kind of like leading fans to fill in the blanks with what is going on during this trade free agency season.
All right. Thanks, Josh, for the phone call. Here's Steve in L.A. He has a thought on the tweet, too. Hey, Steve, you're on ESPN L.A. Hi.
Hi. It's kind of touching upon what the last caller said. But as I mentioning to Greg briefly, Jeannie Buss is not one to put a tweet out there without her really, you know, thinking about what she's saying. And I don't think she would ever say anything towards LeBron. Not at this time, not ever. I think it might be, I want to get your thoughts on it, it might be centered towards maybe how many people the Lakers have from the Rich Paul as the agent, and maybe they're controlling some of these moves, and that's a possibility.
Okay. I think there is a critique there. I guess the line is he understood team over self. She's suggesting that somebody there doesn't value team over self, that they're valuing self. Now, and that Kobe wouldn't have done that. So the only person that can be is, well, I mean, I guess Rich Paul and LeBron. Those are the two guys that would come to mind if she's talking about somebody that's choosing self over team.
Well, I can only imagine what Jeannie's mentions look like.
Oh,
I think
sure.
People are constantly coming at her saying, you got to do this. You got to do that. You got to make a trade for this guy. You got to make a trade for that guy. You know, what are you doing? Why haven't you traded for Kyrie? Blah, 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 blah. And I think if Jeannie were here, if she was on with us right now, she would, that's not happening. But she would say, my phone is always, I'll answer it. I'll call you. You can call me. I'll talk to you about it. And Rob will. The Lakers have always been in business for anybody who wants to do business. Again, the team with the assets
is
Brooklyn.
But what do you think she means by understood team over self? That's the part of the tweet that jumps out at me. Somebody is not understanding team over self. Otherwise, she wouldn't have sent that out.
Well, could it be?
Could it be LeBron really wants Kyrie and he hasn't gotten him yet, and LeBron is upset?
I'm sure. I guess anything's possible, but it also could be that maybe she's tired of people like coming at her saying, "Hey, get me this, get me that, get me this, get me that," and she's really just saying, "Look, let us work. We got 3 months before the season starts."
Right, but she doesn't need to respond on social media.
It's 11 o'clock on a Sunday night.
I know. That's so random.
Yeah.
That's just a totally random tweet.
Yeah, you do random tweets all the time.
I do, but mine are silly and dumb.
Well, maybe this is. Maybe she's just blowing
off steam. You think
she's
being silly and dumb?
I don't know. It's 11, maybe.
Let's go to Peter in Pacoima. Peter, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Yes, hi. Long-time listener.
Thank you, man.
Now, the tweet is directly in line with Kyrie Irving. He's the only one that's not thinking team before self. He's the only one thinking self before team. And that's when she brought in the one who's close to her heart, Kobe Bryant. He would lead them and he would tell them that If you want to win, you must think team before self.
All right, I disagree with you. Thanks for the call. I don't think she would write a tweet about a potential player that they could go out and get.
Right, I don't think she's writing about Kyrie.
Hey, there's a guy on line one that says he has vet advice for your dog.
Yes.
Let's see what he's saying. Hey, Corey, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, Corey.
Good afternoon. Long time, first time. How are you?
All right,
thank you,
good.
Man.
Corey,
good.
What do you got for Mesa's dog?
I'm an owner of a 15-plus-year-old dog with congestive heart failure.
Okay.
He has more doctors than I've ever seen in my life. But he does have a specialty cardiologist in Thousand Oaks.
Oh, really? Corey, let me put you on hold. I'm going to have Bergman pick it up and then leave the information for the guy in Sherman Oaks, okay?
Yeah, please do.
You got it.
All right, man. Right, hey,
thanks,
Greg.
Thanks, guys.
Line one, okay? Hopefully that – maybe there is a dog cardiologist that can solve your problem.
Yeah.
By the way, the Lakers summer league team is playing right now. There's a minute to go in the second quarter. They're at the California Classic up at the Chase Center in San Francisco. They have been blowing the doors off of teams.
Really?
They've played two games. They've won them both huge. Right now they're playing a Sacramento team that's been really good. Sacramento's also been 2-0 in this thing. And the Lakers lead 43-40 with about a minute to go in the second quarter. So the summer league team looks really good, for whatever that's worth.
Is Austin Reeves playing summer league?
No. He's not on this particular team. He may be on the one when they get to Vegas.
Right.
But this one on the California Classic, he's not on.
Where are they now?
Chase Center in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. And then they go to Vegas.
Right. And not every team is in this California Classic. There's only four, I think. And then everybody goes to Vegas.
Yeah. Summer league's fun.
It's just a way to play more games.
Summer league's fun. All right. Does anybody have an idea of what John's... Actually, let's take one more call. Let's take Solomon in Lake Balboa. Hey, Solomon, you're on... Solomon, you're on 710. What's happening, man?
I'm good, guys. Thanks so much. Happy belated 4th.
Thank you.
For Jeannie Buss, personally, I think it's about time, and I'll tell you why. Myself, and I think a lot of Laker fans will say, she's not like her dad. Jerry Buss made it abundantly clear. No player, no matter how big, is ever bigger than the Laker brand. I've not picked that up from Jeannie Buss over the years, so I think it's about time, and that's maybe why she tweeted it out, to say, hey, this is what I'm about, just to remind you, just to let you know.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me than anything else, Solomon.
Yeah.
I mean, she's too smart to basically write a tweet about Kyrie.
Don't think it's about Kyrie.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. All right, lie of the daytime. Ireland told a lie today. Did we get it, John? It's on text.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty easy.
Do we get it?
Do all you guys think that's what it is?
Yeah, I've got one other option, but yeah.
Yeah, you guys got it.
Okay.
So it might be too easy.
All right. We'll find out. 877-710-ESPN. The prize is a great one. A chance to play an hour wiffle ball bash on July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. Cappy and Travis and Slee and Jorge and Laura and Emily Bergman, everybody's going to be there. And you will play wiffle ball against us in a home run derby. Plus, you get two tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark at MLB Live in downtown L.A. July 16th through 19th, Ultimate All-Star Fan Experience. We got all that stuff for you if you can identify John's lie. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so lie of the daytime. Got a chance to play on our wiffle ball bash, plus tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark at MLB Live, downtown L.A. If you know John's lie. Now, all three of us, and this doesn't always happen, all three of us figured out what the lie
is.
That
means it was too easy. Yeah. Now, the question is, does that mean the very first person gets it?
Yeah.
Likely.
As always, we start with caller number 7, and this time that is Teddy in Hollywood. Teddy, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, brothers. How you doing?
Good, man.
All right. So I think when Ireland said that he liked Greg Bergman.
We lost you, but my lie didn't have anything to do about Bergman.
Yeah, no, it was not.
That's 0 for 1.
Okay, 0 for 1. Let's go to line 8, Tom in Chino Hills. Hey, Tom, you're on 710. What are you doing, bro?
I'm just driving home from work.
All right, Tom, what did I lie about?
You lied about walking out of, I believe it was Staples with Tom Cruise.
No, I did. It wasn't Staples, by the way. It was the Forum.
That's a good guess.
Back in the old days. And Tom and Nicole Kidman were walking out, and I was walking right behind him. And wow. That's when I realized how short Tom Cruise is.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nicole, by the way, super pretty in person.
Yeah.
And very, very skinny.
By the way, also very, very pale. It's as if she lives in a cave. I sat one table away from her at a thing out in Palm Springs, and she's almost like translucent. She's so white.
Yeah, I thought she was super attractive.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. And great actress. Let's go to Mike.
I am shocked that it lasted to the third one. Come on, Mike. You can get this. It's
Mike
not that
in
hard.
Studio City. What's the lie?
I think the lie is, for your wedding gift, you were not gifted Air Force Ones.
They weren't Air Force Ones. They were Air Jordans. And shout out to my friend Scott Zahorek in Denver, who was the one who bought me Air Jordans.
That was my backup pick.
As a wedding gift.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. So it's gotten tougher. Do you want to give a clue?
I don't think I need to.
No, I
don't
think somebody's going to get
somebody's
going
to. Greg, you don't think I need to give a clue,
no,
do you?
I think it's pretty
okay,
obvious.
let's keep going.
Okay.
We'll do two more. If they don't get it, I'll give a clue.
Steven Ventura, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Yeah, how you guys doing? Is it the banana story that he wakes up with the banana? And
no, it's not the banana story. Okay, if the next guy doesn't get it, I'll give it a hand.
Okay. Let's go to Dave in Riverside. Dave, you're on 710. Hey.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, Dave, what'd I lie about?
I've just been hanging out. I heard John say you had to put Reagan down last week.
Yeah, very sad. That's not the lie. Is that what you thought the lie was?
That was
super emotional and
sure.
And just brutal.
Yeah.
And it happened literally right around the Mandy's. Like I don't know if I told the story in the air. Mason knows this. I did the show in Montebello and then drove home because I thought it would be the last time I would see Reagan.
Yeah.
And then we put her down the next day. She made it through the night, but we put her down the next day.
It's so weird how everything happens to us at the same time.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully you find a dog. What are we calling it?
Dog cardiologist.
Dog cardiologist.
Yeah, little boy's having a hard time right now.
So here's a hint.
Yeah.
It's not the Tom Cruise story, but it has to do with a famous actor. The lie has to do with a famous actor.
Good clue. Right. Good clue.
Okay.
Let's try Spencer in Lake Forest. Spencer, you're on 710. Hey, man.
Hey, it's definitely the impression of Al Pacino to Keanu Reeves.
Correct. I never interviewed Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, there you go.
I never went to a junket. I never did. God is an absentee landlord.
Which I think is a reasonably good impression.
To Keanu Reeves. I've never met Keanu Reeves. I've never seen the movie Hardball. It popped into my head and I lied about it. Very good, Spencer. You're the winner.
Good job, Spencer. You're going to be in our Wiffle Ball Bash on July the 15th, City of West Covina Sports Complex. Cappy and Travis and Slee, everybody from the station. And you will have a chance to win that thing, plus two tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark at MLB Live in downtown LA, July 16th through the 19th. Congratulations, man. Look forward to meeting you, Spencer. All right, and I put him on hold. He's on hold already.
Okay.
I should say, too, if you want VIP, if you want to be in our VIP list for our July 15th Wiffle Ball Bash and All-Star Softball game at the West Covina Sports Complex, text the word STAR to 40705, and you will get the in on the whole thing. Again, text the word STAR to 40705 to get on our VIP list for our All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza.
Hey, so you say this Culture Pop podcast with Sliwa that you put up is actually pretty good.
It's great. It's been great, and it's doing. A lot of people are listening to it. Alan Slee was on the Culture Pop podcast. There are things that I always knew about Alan. Like, it solves this question. Why Alan was so sensitive to teasing.
Really?
It answers that question.
Oh, I'm going to listen to it on the way home today, then.
It's really, really good. Really good. So if you want to hear Alan Sliwa on the Culture Pop podcast, you can go to Apple, Spotify, or at stevemason.com and find that. And if you're a Sliwa, Travis and Sliwa fan, if you love Sliwa, we all love Sliwa, you'll get a better understanding of who he is and why he is the way he is.
And what's what's interesting is we tried to trade. We're mad at Bergman because he ripped us on Thursday.
Yep.
And we tried to trade for Bergman for Emily Hebel, who produces the Travis and Slee show. And no, Slee was ready to give.
Well, Slee was ready to make the trade.
Yeah, Slee was like, yeah, done. And but now then he realized he
wouldn't do it.
He can't really do it because he needs to involve Travis. But Travis,
what about Lindsay?
Well, Travis reacted. Well, Lindsay's not going to come back to work for us.
We'd
you already traded her once.
Yeah.
Arms are, I mean, that's all right.
Well, you know, she has a vote. She has a say.
I know, she does. I think in the end, we are stuck with Bergman.
Okay. Yeah, well, probably. We'll talk more about it when Sonato and Cap get in here. And Game of Games is next, and it's my game. But I wanted to circle back to something you did earlier in the show.
Okay.
Remember you said that anybody who makes it big, who's famous,
yes,
actors, all have big heads. And
yes,
I said this is something that came up on Entourage.
Yeah.
A listener sent me the scene from Entourage, and here it is.
Okay, good.
Look, all right, Vince will be a star no matter what. It was predestined, all right? The kid's a triple threat. He's got the look, he's got the talent, he's got the head.
The what?
The head, the big head. You guys telling me you don't know this? The bigger the head, the bigger the star.
You're such an idiot.
Bruce Willis, big head. Russell Crowe, big head. Arnold Schwarzenegger, big head. Vincent Chase, big, big head.
How's my head?
Not so big, but your ears are huge, if that helps you out. Oh.
There's something to that.
Big head.
Something to that.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm one of, that's frankly why I have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame and you don't.
I don't have a big head. I have a very small head. I have a small head. I'm small-headed.
Yes, I have a big. If you had a big head like me, you'd have a star.
I would have a star. If I had a big head like you, I would probably be a big star.
One of Hollywood's big guns.
One of Hollywood's big guns. Exactly.
Exactly.
If you could make us the Entourage guys.
Oh, okay.
Who's what?
Mason would be Vince. I would be E.
Okay, you'd be E. I actually.
Yeah. Greg, you'd be Drama.
I figured I'd be Drama.
And you'd be Turtle.
You'd be Turtle for sure.
Yeah, you're 100% Turtle. That's for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you watch the Entourage?
No, I'll take your word for it. No.
Yeah, no, you're Turtle.
Yeah.
Trust
us. Turtle was the guy that was Jerry Ferrara. He was the guy that was talking. Okay. He was the guy going, it was predestined, big head. And E, I'm the one who called him an idiot.
Uh-huh.
And then Drama, Bergman at the end goes, how's my head? Not so
I would
big,
say something like
but
that.
Your ears are huge.
All right. We're going to do Game of Games coming up next. It is Ireland's game today. It's a brand new month. So has anybody scored?
Yeah, I scored.
Oh, that's right.
Last week. Did you not win on? Who won on Friday?
It was an upset. First time ever for Funch.
Funch won.
Yeah.
Right.
And he got it was Funch. him and Mason in the tie break and Funch beat him.
Nice.
Yeah.
So one for Funch, one for Ireland.
Yeah. And then today I can't win because this one and tomorrow is Michael. Michael Thompson's coming in tomorrow with Jorge. World Cup game of games.
I can't wait.
You're a heavy favorite. But if I can beat Pepe and you in a Mexican food game of games, I can beat you in a World Cup game.
We'll see.
I am going to study my World Cup tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I am.
Good luck with that.
All right, we'll do
Is
game
anybody from the afternoon show playing?
Love boat.
Oh,
Love
Cap's going to play.
Cappy's
okay.
there. Okay, good. Cappy's going to play. Excellent. We'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Isn't that curious? Tomorrow, who do we have, Greg?
Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Juan Toscano-Anderson.
And Damian Jones. Two guests.
What is going on?
You know?
Maybe something happened around here.
Maybe he is making amends.
Or maybe they're Lakers.
Yeah, that's true.
We are joined now, I think, by Cappy. Cappy, what's going on, man?
Love boat.
Cap, how was your extended holiday weekend?
Oh, my God. It was great. It was so good that this morning I had to, like, wake up and go into my phone and go into my camera to, like, go back to Friday night to see everything that happened between Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. I'm so happy to be back to work.
All right. Excellent. You can play Game of Games here. No one playing this game is on the scoreboard for this month. So
somebody's
going to have
win.
A first-time winner.
Yeah.
All right, we are now right in the middle of baseball season, and the All-Star game comes to Dodger Stadium in a couple of weeks. Here's the game. I'm going to read you guys a list of characters that appeared in a famous baseball movie.
Mm.
As soon as you know the name of the movie, your name is your buzzer. Buzz in.
Okay.
Here we go. I've got eight of these and then a tiebreaker if we need it.
Got it.
Okay? Number one, Benny Rodriguez. Jorge.
The Sandlot.
Sandlot is correct, yes. And Jorge is on the board.
Jorge. Benny the Jet.
Benny the Jet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three, Dodgers.
This is number two. Grady Fusion. Peter Brand. Ricardo Rincon.
Greg.
Greg.
Moneyball.
Moneyball is the correct answer, ooh, and Bergman is on the board.
Damn.
Ooh. All right, number three. Ira Lowenstein.
Ooh, I know this.
Walter Harvey. Jimmy Dugan.
Mason.
Mace.
That is A League of Their Own.
Correct. Oh. And Mason, ooh, is on the board.
That's the guy who starred in that film as well, yeah, should know that quickly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Never seen him.
One for Jorge. One for Greg. One for Mace, and Cap yet to scratch. Here's number four.
Haven't even called in yet.
All right, here we go. Rudy Stein, Timmy Lupus, Amanda Greg. Wurlitzer, Greg.
Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears, oh, is correct, and Bergman takes the lead.
Very good.
Thank you.
Number five, Iris Gaines, Memo Paris, Max Mercy, Pop Fisher, Roy
Mason.
Hobbs. Mason.
That's the natural.
The natural. Damn. And Mason ties Bergman.
Took us all the way to Roy Hobbs to get to the
natural. Yeah, it took to Roy Hobbs.
All right, the score.
Fisher, I was like, I know
this. Bergman 2, Mason 2, Jorge 1, Cap yet to scratch, but you're not out of it, Cap. You're only down 2. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Eddie Harris.
Greg.
Greg.
Major League.
Correct.
Oh, damn.
Did you know it, or was that a guess?
No, I knew that. Eddie Harris, he was the pitcher.
He was the pitcher who put he put the hair gel on the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Bergman has the lead, 3-2. All right, here we go. Archie Graham.
Greg.
Greg.
Oh, it's
3-2.
Field of Dreams.
1. Bergman got it.
Whoa.
Field of Dreams.
Whoa.
Okay. Bergman has won it. We'll play the last one. Max Patkin. Calvin Lelouch.
Mason.
Mace. Oh.
Yeah, that's Bull Durham.
Bull Durham.
Jeez,
all right.
Unbelievable.
And here's the tiebreaker that we didn't need.
Got a point.
Yeah, you did. You're on the board. All right, tiebreaker. Wendell Smith. Dixie Walker. Ralph Branca. Branch Rickey.
Greg. Mason.
Greg.
8 men out.
No, Mason. Mace.
42.
42 is the correct
God,
answer.
I was going to say that.
Oh, and Cap got shut out.
Skunked.
What happened,
Skunked.
Cap?
Curtis.
Well,
Curtis.
I was going to.
Curtis.
I was going to chime in every time and say Major League, Major League, Major League, figuring it at some point I was going to get it.
Yeah.
And then in the last one, I was like 42. 42 was like my backup. And I just, I don't know, I got entranced by listening rather than participating.
So yesterday was 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And I went to like 4 different parties, and I drank at all of these parties.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good job. Good job, John.
And I drank something different. Boy, is that a big mistake.
Oh, man.
What'd you drink? Let me hear. Let me have the rundown. Give me the roster of drinks.
Well, I played golf in the morning and drank Worthy Splashes, so that was tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple juice, right?
Yeah. Then when I got home, I went to the beach, and somebody gave me 2 beers.
What kind of beers?
They were Coors Lights.
Okay, just want to make sure I understand exactly what the mix here.
Then I went to a shrimp boil that we got invited to, mm-hmm, and somebody opened a bunch of wine, white wine, so I started drinking white wine.
Wow. Okay. We talking Chardonnay? We talking, yes. Okay, just to make sure.
We're talking cake bread.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, okay.
And then after that was over, we stopped by another party, and a guy handed me a bourbon.
Oof.
Wow.
That is a huge mistake. Let me just. And by the way, before he handed me the Bergman, he gave me a shot, Jorge, of Don Julio, which is why I sometimes call you Julio,
right?
Because I was drunk.
Don Julio, what? What kind of Don Julio?
1942.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's, well, you that's don't good, shoot 1942.
Well, I did with 3 other guys. We all did
wow.
it, and right. And now big, I'm big paying for it party. Today.
You know what I had last night? I had the Cincoro from Jeannie Buss and my
Lisa
Dora.
Ireland loves Cincoro.
It's very good, very smooth, very easy to drink.
Yeah. By the way, Jeannie is a part owner of that. So is Michael Jordan. So is Wick Grosbeck, the owner of the Celtics. There's like 4 or 5 NBA owners who are part of Cincoro.
So I had, since we're listing our menus, yesterday I began the day with an herb called gelato pie.
Nice.
Delicious. I had some
of
my
right now.
My very favorite Caminos. a nice hybrid Caminos. And then I finished off with these cookies, these Mr. Pete's cookies, which are nice indica.
Wait,
end of the day.
What's your weight at right now?
2094.
So you're 210. Bergman, where are you holding steady in the 80s?
Holding
the
180s? Steady in the 185, 186 range.
I'm doing this thing called Noom, Cappy.
Noom?
It's this psychological way to lose weight. It's like they walk you through
it. What is it? Like you had to listen to recordings. They say, don't eat fatso? Or what?
You have to do a class every day. Like this is an example of a class that you have to do for them. Where they're giving you all kinds of advice.
Oh, like Bergman's masterclass.
You weren't born with these teeth. In fact, the taste for sweet, salty, and savory foods is an acquired one.
There you go. So that's the kind of stuff I'm listening to every
Wait,
day.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so no, you're like, it's totally going
to
work.
Mace, I would like to record
it's working.
A thing for
it's
you.
It's working. Oh, screw
right,
you.
Here we go.
I find something that's working and you...
Repeat after me.
Yeah.
I'm good enough. I'm strong enough. And gosh darn it, people like me.
You know what? I don't know why I even tell you these things. Here I find this thing that... This is what I listen to when I go to sleep at night, which is kind of like what you...
Yeah, I have one of those.
Do you have one of these you listen to?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Totally works for me.
Yeah.
And then it gives me affirmation.
Being present in this moment, not looking forward, nor looking back.
I will get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Bergman is wrong. I do know how to do interviews on the radio. Jesus, I have my own podcast. How can he say questions?
Yeah, where I interview people all the time. Apparently,
what does
Bergman
know about questions?
Yeah, it's true.
He's never been on the Culture Pop podcast. Sliwa is, though. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And gosh darn it, I ask good questions.
Nothing wrong with a little affirmation in the world. This is the wrong place to get affirmation, let me tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, trust
totally
me,
wrong.
I know.
If you want affirmation, get out of 710 as quickly as possible because people
are
coming
get out of
you.
The sports radio business.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That is the issue.
Cappy, did you light off your own fireworks?
I just want to tell you, Mace, you were in my head a little bit this weekend because, John Ireland, as you just gave us your rundown of booze, I know how you probably feel today because what you just described is exactly how I felt the day after the Mandy's.
Uh-oh.
Because I was pretty much on the same routine. The tequila,
whatever somebody handed you, you just went with it.
The wine, the shots, and then later on, Bergman, what did you poison me with later that night?
With, it was some scotch. It was delicious.
Was it peaty?
It was peaty. It was very smoky.
Tasted like peat moss.
You know, I brought this up, but I never really got a straight answer. Why was I not invited to the after party?
You were invited to the after party.
I was not invited. Bergman showed me a text that had a password that I never got.
Per usual, you just left.
Yeah,
you ghosted.
I never got invited.
No,
well, I had to walk my mom and Leo to their hotel.
That's probably why.
They're old. That was a long night for them.
Surprised your
night.
Mother didn't say anything because I know I invited her.
Oh, my mom? Mom parties, too.
Yeah, I don't know what happened exactly, Mace. You'll have to excuse me for that. I mean, like I said, things got a little out of control. Things got out of my control. You know what I mean? Out of hand. You know, security, paparazzi. There was a lot going on.
Yeah,
paparazzi.
The paparazzi was crazy in there.
It was
ridiculous. Was nuts.
So
pictures everywhere.
We've been trying to figure out how to punish Bergman. We know that we can't actually trade him for Emily or for Lindsay because he's a what do you call it? A distressed asset right now.
Right. Yeah, he's untradeable.
He's untradeable. He's,
nobody wants me.
He's our Russell Westbrook.
You guys don't want me.
And, you know, it's hard to trade a contract like Russell Westbrook's, especially when his value is diminished the way, and Bergman, you're the same. Value diminished. We can't trade you. So
he's coming off of a very bad show.
Yeah.
Like you know,
today?
Like players come off of a very bad season. No, Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday. Terrible show.
The show was actually really
Cappy,
good.
Cappy, what
Our
were you thinking
good.
As he was trashing us?
Well, if you really, guys, if you really, really want to listen to the rest of it, you're going to hear that I say to him, I go, wait, hold on a second, Bergie. What do you mean they don't ask good questions? Is it did they used to ask good questions and now they ask different questions that are not good? Like, these guys have been at it for 30 years.
Yes, apparently, Cap, we have forgotten how to interview.
Well, I did hear what you said earlier, which is when you're out of practice.
Correct. You know. Now, tomorrow we've got two guests on the show. So we got interview practice, Bergman thinks we need.
Have you guys thought about like funny nicknames that you're going to call your guests? Because that's fun. Right?
Yeah, apparently that's what Bergman's looking. Bergman wants a clown show tomorrow, so we might have to give him
one. Here's what I intend to do. Nothing different whatsoever.
Perfect.
We'll see how it goes, Cap. I'd be tuned in tomorrow. When's the first one, Greg? 1:30?
1:30 is Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Yeah, and then
you guys know that's going to create an immediate issue here today. You guys know this, right?
Why?
Because George, I'm sure Sedano will be checking in here in a matter of moments, with, by the way, what he says is very damaging audio tape for Bergman.
Okay. More damaging.
I mean, I
can't imagine.
How can it get worse than it is?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what George said. So George says that Toscano Anderson is his guy.
Is his guy?
Well,
he should
be listening tomorrow at 1:30 when we talk to him.
Well, he's going to want that interview.
No, I don't believe he's available to Sedano.
I think it's a timing
because
thing.
Because our producer scooped your producer. Is that it is? Did you outproduce Lindsay on this one?
Oh, yeah. Bergman? That's exactly what happened. No, I got a call from the Lakers.
It's when they're available. Yeah, it's not when we're available.
Yes. I did not reach out for them. They reached out, and I said yes.
They said, we've
got
Anderson available at about...
They were supposed to... Juan was supposed to be on with Travis and Sliwa, but it got pushed, and so it landed with you guys.
Yeah, we just do it.
But I asked for Damian Jones to be with you guys.
Okay, good.
Why? Because you think that Mason and Ireland will be really fun with him?
No, I know that Ireland knows him well.
Yeah, he's good.
Is that right?
Damian Jones is good. I mean, he's actually a better signing than people know. I mean, he jumps out of the gym, blocks shots. He's a great dunker, and he's really happy to be here. So I think it'll be good.
Mason, you're going to find some little tidbit of information about this young fella that maybe could be different off the beaten path a little bit, maybe a little more fun to the interview, maybe?
It's a hardcore interview. Yeah. I want to know what he's about. I want to know what he's all about. By the way, that's what we did with Sliwa on, you got to peel the onion. Peel the onion. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I did that with you. You were on the podcast. Ireland was on the podcast. Sedano was on the podcast.
So wait a minute.
Now
does
Sliwa.
does that leave Travis as the only on-air host who has never been a guest on the Culture Pop podcast?
It is true. He is the only on-air host who
has
never done
that. Wait a minute. That's how we get Emily.
Oh,
we say
trade the producer.
No,
for
no, no.
A guest
we say
spot?
Trav.
I don't want Emily.
You well, why do you not want? What do you got against Emily?
What does Jorge have against Emily? Is there a rivalry here between you and Emily? Why do you not like Emily?
Okay, so I'm just gonna say it.
Okay, do it.
I was filling in once, and then Taylor was back, and I walked in the studio like we usually do at 1:00.
Yeah.
And Bergman said, "Hey, Emily, so are you glad that Taylor's back?" And she flat out says, "Yes. Everything's back to normal. I just like it when Taylor's here. Nobody can top Taylor." I was like, okay, thanks. I was in a room. You took a shot. Thank you. It's the last time I fill in for you.
All right,
I don't want Emily.
Okay, wow.
Wow.
There's a lot of personality things going on. Yeah.
Taylor was out for COVID during all that, by the way. So it was like she's like, oh, you're glad Taylor's back.
Yeah.
My goodness.
All right, well, hey, Jorge, hit the stage.
We love you, Jorge.
AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Cap to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins!
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
All right, it's Super Crosstalk time, and that means both Sedano and Cappy are here. Sedano, how was the 4th of July weekend?
Nice and relaxing.
Nice.
God, I should have taken a page out
of
your book.
Didn't do anything?
Nothing. We literally stayed home, hung out.
Isn't that awesome?
Like, chilled out. It's the
very
best.
Very jealous.
Home is very
underrated. Wish I was that smart.
Yeah, we got a nice steak at Boa
on
that's nice.
On Sunday night, and had dinner with friends, and brought home a New York strip, which is not cheap.
Did you eat it in bed?
No, it was for Sophie, who turned 16 on 4th of July. Yeah. So wow. She got her own New York strip steak along with some scallop potatoes, and she loved it.
Yeah, you mean like leftovers or her own deal?
Two people said that.
Mace, leftovers or her own deal?
Her own deal. Completely
how
her
much?
Own deal.
How much?
$61.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, pricey steak. Yeah, Mace. I know, but she's only turned 16 once.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. Mace, sorry to hear about Fredo. I hope everything works out.
Yeah, he's going to have to be admitted tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll all work
but
out.
But I hope it'll work out. I'm not going to let it be a downer on the show.
Yeah.
So, positive George, thoughts. You were chilling this weekend at the house.
Yeah.
No drinking yesterday? Any alcohol yesterday?
I had a couple of beers. That's it. Just a couple of Modelos.
Because John here was telling us about his rundown of alcohol.
Like an idiot.
And that's drink why I know the way I felt the day after the Mandy's. I know how you must feel today. Mace, I want you to know, you were in my head this weekend. You know what I decided to do yesterday?
What's that?
I decided to deploy your philosophy of California sober. Is that
nice.
What you call it?
Yeah, California sober.
So I stayed away from all alcohol yesterday, and I was drinking soda water. And any time anybody's like, yo, what are you? You're not drinking today? I was like, no, I'm drinking vodka and soda. Like, I made it seem like was drinking.
So why'd you lie about it?
I don't know, because I just felt like somebody was, like, giving me, like, childish peer pressure. You know what I mean?
Just say I'm gummied up right now.
Well, so
I don't need booze.
Right. Yeah, so I was gummied up. I was on a nice 10-milligram smoky earlier in the day.
Isn't that so nice? Yeah. A nice
so good.
Camino's got a really nice 10-milligram smoky.
But what I'll do is a little later in the day, 2 hours or so in, then I may go in for about another 5 milligrams.
All right. So I got a text here from Sedano.
Okay.
We're all on the chain. And it says it was at 1 o'clock today. It says, by the way, Cap and I forgot to mention something else Greg said about you guys on our show last week. We'll discuss during crosstalk. Sedano, what did you mean?
Okay, so obviously you guys have been playing up the whole situation about the interviews or whatever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, by the way, I mean, that is a conversation that we have jokingly had on crosstalk for a long time, right? Like, you know, these guys, Sean McVay would be better with me, whatever we've had. But
right,
Greg
we've done all that.
Greg really put meat on that bone again is by you know, saying what he said. Now, I actually think what he said and that you're playing all day is not even the thing you'll get most angry about.
So you mean why are we doing this?
There's
I don't even
something
know
else?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I think Cappy may have brought it up, but we I don't even – maybe it was me. Who knows? But we were talking about the opens to the show, how you guys growl and we do our bump, that thing. And I'm going to let you hear what Greg had to say about that.
Okay.
And then you do the drums. Not bad.
It's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
No, no. You know,
a little harder than just going,
I mean, that was actually a Briones. You see, when Briones and I didn't used to do that. It was only those two. It was very much a Mason and Ireland thing.
Yeah,
and
then you have to have a little beat to do this, though.
Yeah, see, I like this better. But Briones turned around and said, let's bust
up
this.
Oh, can we cut that up that he said he likes this better?
Oh, I'm cutting that
up. We need to immortalize that for
Mason's right there.
The time.
Hey, Mace,
what is
I like this better.
He's not paying
attention. Is that really a big deal?
No, that's not as big of a deal.
That's
as
not
the
a
other
big
thing.
Deal at all.
Yeah, but I mean, all you're doing is picking away at our show, the show that you work on.
I
where
like
is
the
your,
growl.
Where is your pride in your work?
Okay, no, no, I never said anything was
wrong
with the growl.
There was no
coming
wrong
after the show.
You just said you liked our thing better.
I like the beat, That's fun.
Hey,
I do it in my office.
If we called you guys, Sedano and Cap, and offered you Bergman straight up for Lindsay, what's your answer?
No.
Lindsay, come back.
Okay.
No. And Lindsay wouldn't do it either. No.
I agree.
Lindsay would
I agree.
Do it.
She's here. She'll say she wouldn't do
and
that.
We also made the same offer to Sleeva this morning.
Which I heard, by the way, Slee gave up Emily in
like,
2 seconds.
I know. It was unbelievable. And then he realized.
He was just like, done deal.
But now Jorge doesn't want Emily. So
Jorge doesn't like Emily.
No. I didn't say
wait,
that. I just said I don't want Emily.
Oh, yeah. You got
to
put
words in his mouth here.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want Emily. That's it.
That's all I said.
All right,
that's
so it.
But why? What do you have against Emily?
Because she trashed them.
Yeah, she's okay. Like, oh, Taylor's great.
She trashes everybody. Emily's a trash talker.
Wow.
Oh, listen to this. Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
Hungarian
Heat is
back.
Everybody's in on it.
Now, Hungarian Heat is back.
Mace. Listen, Emily is a trash talker. It's very well proven. There's plenty of clips we could play back to prove it. That's all.
Okay. But I think we are now out of moves.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Because we don't want Bergman fired. We like him too much.
Yeah.
But we don't want him to produce our show because he doesn't like us.
Yeah. That's not so true. You're so, like the Nets right now.
Yes. We are in a weird spot. But I don't think we have – Sonato, you give me your opinion. I don't think we have another move other than – because we don't want to see Greg out in the street.
Right.
Because we don't want to see Riley with a dad that has no income.
Right.
So I think we just have to wear it. Do you agree?
Yeah, I like the idea of you guys saying that you're going to punish him in some way.
Yes.
I think that. By the way, John, I will push back a little bit on you and defend Bergman for a second.
What?
You said, exactly. You said, why would we want someone on our show who would be critical of the show? I would actually say that is the more open-minded approach, to have someone who is willing to be critical of your show and not just tell you everything's great but when he doesn't actually believe it.
But not public.
Well,
I mean,
if that was the case, I'd still be on the show.
Right. I mean, if Lindsay came on our show and laid it out on you guys, you would be upset.
No, Lindsay gives it to us on our show too,
she
so it's not.
It
would be no different.
On your show, not behind your back.
Yeah, but
on somebody
else's
already,
show.
If
she's like, already done it,
I'd hear from this from a caller.
Right,
I didn't even know what happened.
Yeah, Mike, who's Mike, was it Mike? Mike from where? He was a
Whittier, I think.
Yeah, he's the one that narked on.
He totally narked on Bergman. But my point is that, see, on our show, this is the difference. We're like married with children. We tell each other when we think each other's annoying or doesn't
but
like
here,
something.
But George, you just hit on it. He didn't tell us.
Right.
He told you.
Told you.
Right. But that's my point. You guys need to have a more open relationship.
But that's on him. That's not on us.
He's got an open mind.
Wait,
he can say anything
he wants at any time,
Greg, just like everybody here.
Greg, and let me play devil's advocate here. If you would have said exactly what you said on our show, on your show,
on the show,
how would on Mason and Ireland, how would that have gone over?
It probably would have gone over the same way.
Exactly,
but better.
But it would have been better.
At
sure.
least you kept it internal.
Agreed. If
internal,
I
but still external.
But
you wouldn't have liked
it.
You'd be angry
internal.
Anyway.
Him
no. But hold on.
By the way, I don't agree with this critique. But on top of everything else, you bring it up on our show. Right after Keyshawn comes on.
Right.
What you did,
Bergie, was very much you played it out for the court of public opinion through the media. You didn't keep it in the locker room.
Oh, hey, Sonato, he went full Phil Jackson. He put it out in the media.
He did send a message. He didn't call time out. Yeah, he just let you guys deal with it.
Ireland, you just
Zen
nailed
master.
It. He put it in the media to send his message because – for all the times that he said no guests, he's never really come out and said why no guests.
Yeah.
But then he put it out in the media because you guys don't ask good questions.
Bergman, I'm
going to
be your public. I'm going to be your public defender here.
Thanks,
all right. What have you never said to the guys ever why you don't want guests?
Of course.
Other than you just don't want guests.
Of course.
I mean, I've said.
He's told you that you don't
not
ask good questions
extent.
Anymore.
Yeah,
he says we don't ask good questions or whatever it is. But for me, I mean, literally, I do a whole show where I ask questions. Like, there's one with Sliwa that's out right now. I mean, I actually am an interviewer. This is what I have done.
That's a podcast.
In the course of my career.
It's just different.
But the reality is we've been doing this for 30 years. You're going to reinvent the way interviews
are
done?
I think Greg is saying is that you're great at the podcast, the Culture Pop podcast, which people can listen to with you and Sue Kalinske.
Yeah,
right?
Shout out to Sue Kalinske.
Yeah. And it's the Culture Pop podcast. But he believes that maybe in the 10-minute format that you're not extracting the best possible information or entertainment out of your guests as opposed to the long form that you're
right.
doing.
Right, and I totally disagree.
Yeah, and by the way, George, I think that's a completely valid opinion. It sounds like you share it too, but...
No, I think I'm better at it than you guys, but I don't think you're bad at it. I would disagree
right.
with that.
I think I'm better at it than you, so that's an honest disagreement.
And I think I'm the best of everybody.
I got one more thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't want Emily. I'm out.
Oh! Right,
but George, my point would be that's a valid opinion that anyone can have, but the person producing our show should probably not be withholding guests because he doesn't like the interviewers. There's thousands of people in the city who don't listen to us. The ones that do like us. The guy producing our show should like the show.
I do like the show. I like the show a lot.
Yeah, he loves the show. I would say that he just doesn't like your interviews, and that's right. Okay too.
Yeah, but we'd rather have somebody that would work with us there and not go on a show after us and do it.
You would rather have affirmation as opposed to information.
I would rather have everybody rowing in the same direction.
Here's what I want. I want everything to happen on our show. Like, this is really good content. I want it on our show.
You should
show.
Do all show business
on the
air. I
don't
want
it elsewhere. Show business stays
all
within
the
show. Now we can mix it up.
Your objection, Mason, is that he didn't say that on Mason and Ireland.
Correct, exactly.
He said it on our show.
Yeah, I mean, we want fireworks on our show. Say it on our show. Yeah.
I mean,
I
love the fireworks too.
Totally agree with that. Right, and it should have been said on your show.
About it.
Absolutely.
A little selfish about it from our perspective. We liked it on our show.
Oh, no, we totally loved it on our show.
Right, yeah. If I were you, I'd feel exactly the same way.
I mean, Greg, feel free to say more.
Hey. No, my mouth stays shut from now on like it used to.
Sedano, do you understand this summer league thing that's going on in San Francisco compared to the one you're going to in Vegas?
Yeah, so there's actually, remember back in the day, John, there used to be
there was one in Orlando.
Orlando was the original, and then they did the Salt Lake one, which is actually on NBA on ESPN right now, the Salt Lake one. And then there was
right now on NBA TV, the Lakers are playing the Kings in this California Classic.
Correct. So now there's four of them. I mean, there's three of them. I'm sorry. Three of them. There used to be just Orlando and Vegas, and it was basically East and West. Right.
Right.
And then Salt Lake threw in like four teams, and teams started doing that one too, in addition to the Orlando or Vegas. And then it just became Vegas for a while,
right?
Which all the teams do. And Salt Lake came back, and then now the California Classic, which is really weird naming because it's not really a classic. It's only been on for a couple of years.
And it's only four teams, right?
Right.
And and then Miami.
So how classical
all the way
is
out
it?
West,
really?
Right. Yeah. But I wonder, like, the Lakers have been, they're losing now. They're down by five, but there's still 5 minutes to go.
They've played well.
Have been
I watched
super
their
dominant.
First two games.
Yeah. Does that mean anything, or is this like, well, we're basically talking about 10 guys who aren't going to play, and it, you know.
No, John, it means stuff for certain individuals, right. I would say. Like, the guys who, like, look, I'll give you an example, right? You know, you mentioned Miami. I was watching that. I was at Vegas Summer League a couple years ago when, you know, Duncan Robinson and a year or two later, Max Strus both went off in Summer League, and that got them an opportunity to get an opportunity in real run and real rotation minutes with the big club. So it can happen.
The Lakers won Summer League in Vegas a few years ago. And
I was there for it.
That was
Caruso
the
was the MVP,
had,
I believe.
No, I think Kuzma was.
Oh, you're right.
Lonzo was the MVP of the whole tournament, and then Kuzma was the MVP of the championship game.
And Caruso, Caruso just played well throughout the entirety of it.
Talking about. Like, they built three or four guys that turned out to be rotation guys on their title team 2 years later.
So it matters in that regard. Yeah. Like, I think you should watch Summer League just so you can see the guys that you think can make the rotation. Because let's face it, the Lakers last year, they definitely leaned on young guys. Austin Reeves, Stanley Johnson was on the street, basically, not playing in the NBA. So I do think that these games matter in that regard for the, you know, the margins.
Yeah. Mace, this is some real, like, NBA insider
Boy,
mono
really
mono
is.
Convo here.
I know.
You
I
and
know.
Me should now have like a couple minutes to
the
go
outsider.
Back to.
You know what, right. Cappy? You should introduce Mace to the outsider conversation,
right. Because George is very much an insider.
No way, and so is Ireland. Way deep inside.
And you and me, we're on the outside
looking in. No question. By the way, and we can say anything.
Right, anything about anybody. Yeah. I don't care. I don't have to face anybody.
But then John gets in trouble when you say something.
Right, and George will get in trouble this year.
I think we're over that part of it, though. Yeah. I think it's pretty clear. I'm the bad guy. He's the good guy.
Okay,
black hat, white hat.
Yes.
Right. So Mace, as you know, they went a little deep there. Back to my 10 milligrams. It was a great afternoon, by the way. No alcohol.
I would imagine. 10 milligrams must feel great.
10 milligrams, you're pretty hammered at that point.
I love
right?
no alcohol. I love
Isn't
the gummies
it? California
versus
sober
no
is
alcohol.
The best.
Yeah.
Alcohol, so let me tell you about alcohol. I only had two beers yesterday, okay? Now, granted, I probably had the first one without having eaten much at that point in the afternoon. But I had like a little bit of a mild headache later in the night. And it's just like I've only had two beers, but it was because of when I drank it. I never have a headache on cannabis.
Cannabis, never. No, never.
Never. No hangover. Exactly. All right. So my little buddy boy has got to go to the hospital. So I'm going to get out of here.
So are we done with Bergman, or is there more for another day?
There's more.
Well, we got to come up with a punishment. You guys have to decide what to do with it.
To
be
continued. To be continued.
Just want to say the best thing I heard so far was Bergman walking through L.A. live with the shame scene from Game of Thrones.
Shame.
Shame. Yeah. Shame.
Which, by the way, have you even seen Game of Thrones?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Now, come on.
All right,
now,
last useless fact of the day, and then we'll hand it over to you guys. The woman that is yelling shame at Cersei in that scene.
I know who that is.
Is the one who plays the owner of Ted Lasso's soccer team.
Hannah Waddingham.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, Sonato and Cap coming up.
Yep, and meantime, we're kicking off the All-Star Weekend with our All-Star Friday Night on Friday, July 15th at the West Covina Sportsplex. You'll be able to watch the Wiffle Ball Bash Home Run Derby, an All-Star softball game featuring everybody here at 710. All our shows broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. live. You can come in, hang out with us. Everybody in attendance will have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic. 710 All-Star Friday Night open to the public, but if you want to get on our VIP guest list, text the word STAR to 40705. That's STAR to 40705. Your Southern California Hyundai dealers, it's your journey. Own it with Hyundai. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.